Skater Dave with us. Skaters Breakdown, this podcast will let you know how you can get your hands on that content. It's very good. Gator Dave is Terrence Gibbs, the most recent commitment, the running back.
Yeah, Bill, for the class of 2022. Anyway, that is the most recent commit. And Bill, if you look at this, he is the first running back Florida has got as a recruit since Daquan Wright in the class of 19, I believe. You know, they've hit the transfer portal for Lorenzo Lingard, DeMarcus Bowman. You know, Damian Pierce was in a class of 18. Daquan Wright, I believe, was in class of 19. So Florida hasn't been recruiting linebacker or running backs all that much just because they've gotten two out of the portal the last 2 years. But with Damian Pierce and Malik Davis, more than likely, or they're definitely done after this year for eligibility years. And then Daquan Wright has a good year, and he's eligible to leave too. So Florida could potentially lose three running backs. Then they need to build up the running back core, you know, after this year. But Terrence Gibbs, Bill, I mean, coming off a knee injury last year in 2020, he had in preseason camp, so he did not play in 2020, but still a top 200 player, still a top 20 running back, would probably be a bit higher had he played last year. But as I said, a knee injury, it was a pretty bad knee injury. So this has been trending for a while, Bill, but Florida wanted to see him work out one more time, test that knee just a little bit more when they had their Friday Night Lights camp. And he was on campus this past Friday. It didn't take long. He was with the staff for a few hours, and then all of a sudden, you know, you hear that he's committing to the Gators. So, been trending. Wasn't too much of a surprise, just as long as everything checked out. He pulled the trigger and committed to the Gators. But, Bill, the storyline here is, I mentioned, you know, what Florida's going to be doing there at running back and who they lose. Florida's going to get two running backs this class. And so what you're going to look at is Jalen Glover on Friday. Commits. He'll make his announcement Friday. He'll be committing on Friday. Florida looks to be the choice there as well. It's a three-star running back. So Florida with Gibbs and Jalen Glover will be taking two running backs. You know, 528th ranked player, so you know, not up there highly thought of as Gibbs, but Florida needs the depth there at running back. It looks like Jalen Glover, you know, he won't be. It'll be the 1-2 punch. He'll be more of the both of these guys are not really immediate contributors, especially Gibbs with his knee. I think he'll need a little bit more rehab. Glover, we just need to be developed just a little bit. So getting depth, but I'm not sure getting immediate contributors there for this class, Bill. But then 2023, off to a Bill, and believe me, I know I've heard it from Gator Nation a bit, and I kind of lean this way too. It's a long way away. So you don't get too excited, but when it happens, you still talk about it. But the class of 2023 is off to a hot start for the Gators. Raymond Cottrell, a wide receiver, top 100 player there for the Gators. He grew up a Gator fan, Bill. This one was going to be a cakewalk for the Gators as long as they did everything right. But top 100 player, top 12 wide receiver in the country, 6'2", 203. Couldn't wait to become a Gator. He made that known on Friday night at their Friday Night Lights camp as well. But he joins another tight end, Bill, that Florida got last week for the class of 2023. And another top 100 player, another top 100 skill player for this offense for the Gators. So tight end Mac Markway really contributed his commitment to Tim Brewster and Dan Mullen, and just gives the Gators really good skill players, Bill, that put the baseline for a class. You know, 2022 is what it is. You know, just that class is going to be just pretty much normal. And what we've seen from Dan Mullen, a class, if you're into the rankings, that will be anywhere from probably 7th to the 12th range. You know, and a lot of Gator fans won't be satisfied with that. But you move forward to 2023, you know, while it is far away, while it is a couple years away for that class to finish, at least it's off to a nice start with two top 100 skill players.
I probably never thought I'd be asking anybody this question, but as far as Florida is concerned, University of Florida, is there much name, image, likeness news out there?
There's not, Bill, really. You had the beef jerky sponsorship that was big for Desmond Watson, who's a true freshman. That one's probably got the most notoriety because of how it's been presented. They're selling T-shirts. You know, he's a big, big defensive tackle, you know, close to 375, 400 pounds. And they got shirts out there that says Big Meat on them. So, you know, that's good friend there on Twitter, Spencer. He helps the guys out on the Big Three roll-up side of things. But he's kind of the one behind that. But I've heard, Bill, there were some meetings with some boosters over the weekend and trying to help figure this thing out and what you can do and what you can't do. That was, I think, something over the weekend that they're doing. And I heard there might be something in the works as far as an all-encompassing type of blanket that, you know, NIL and Florida partnership would be. So I don't know who or what, but probably something to look out for. But not a really, not a whole lot of big dealings. But, Bill, I'm still waiting on that. You know, we've heard these maybe local or at the state level type of businesses. We still haven't seen that big national business or corporation or whatever hook up with a player, you know, no matter where they're at, really. So I'm looking for that. I don't know who it's going to be. I don't know what school. I don't know what player. But that's the, you know, just speaking in general terms, that's the NIL deal I'm just kind of waiting on to see. I thought it might happen sooner with how popular this has been, but we've still yet to see that big, big, big company or corporation dip their toes in.
Just wild speculation, reckless speculation. But I interviewed Tim Tebow before his senior year down at Nice, and obviously for everybody, he was homeschooled, so he didn't go to school there, but he played there. And he could not have been more polite. Matter of fact, he said Mr. King so many times, I wanted to say, stop it. Stop doing that. Just talk. He was that polite. I'm just wondering, with this Quinn Ewers story, he's going to skip out of senior year and get on to Ohio State. Would Tebow have been a candidate to do that under name, image, likeness?
I don't think so, Bill. I mean, this was a kid who grew up in the area. He grew up a Gator fan. He Gator posters and all that stuff in his room. You know, he was a Gator fan before he was a Gator player. So I think he would have wanted to play in the Swamp, play for the University. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, Bama did everything they could to get in Florida's way of getting Tim Tebow. And, in the end, I think when you sit down, I'm not sure it was all that close, but they did give him something to think about. I think Mike Shula, when he was there, did a really, really good job of recruiting Tim Tebow. But it was going to be hard to pull him away from the University of Florida. And whether it be another team, whether it be NIL, I don't think anything could have taken him away for potentially, you know, playing in the Swamp. Just how he grew up, the type of person he is, and being a Gator fan first and then becoming a Gator player.
Gator Dave joins us every Tuesday. Tell everybody how they can get your podcast.
Everybody can get Gators Breakdown at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown. YouTube version out there as well. And your favorite podcast platform. Did a big Friday Night Lights recap, Bill. We talked the recruiting commitments, a lot of storylines there in the world of recruiting. And, Bill, fall camp starts on Friday. So we'll have a, you know, kind of a fall camp preview this week, and one more look, Bill, before football starts. One more look at NIL and all the conference realignment going on out there before the Gators hit the field.
Good stuff, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
Georgia Dog brought